What we are seeing are people who are in acute mental health situations and very serious domestic violence situations. Our calls and walk-ins overall have been down, but who we are seeing are in severe need of our assistance. We're also, for example, getting lots of calls for people who are extremely anxious, overwhelmed by the state of their life due to the pandemic. For example, we have people calling looking for help who were those day laborers, had jobs in the restaurant industry, who are not eligible for government services, who are now unable to find food, don't have money to pay their rent, concerned about how they're going to get their medications.
Any kind of specific stories or examples, say so-and-so told me this or this person told me that about their situation?
We have a family who contacted us where the mother cannot work and is quarantined in the home in her room for COVID-19 positive symptoms, and the rest of the family are undocumented, therefore are out of work. They cannot apply for food stamps. They cannot get a stimulus check. And they were very much, crying, overwhelmed, begging for help because they need to not only feed themselves, but get medications and things like that, Tylenol for their mother who's very ill. Another example is we have a gentleman who lives with his elderly mother. He is uninsured and suffers from bipolar disorder. He has been off his medication and from his self-report was functioning well, doing okay. But this pandemic, losing his job, sitting in the house all day, has really kind of led to his decline in his mental health and functioning. So when he called seeking assistance, we asked him to come in and we were able to see him and get him to our transitional psychiatry appointment to start some medications for him.
What's the advice you have for people going through what they're going through right now concerning tough times? Any kind of advice for them?
Even for myself, what I found is finding something to do that has nothing to do with your work, your family, or the news, really like listening to music, taking a walk, reading word puzzles, something that can just break your thought process from the weight of the world.